Hello everyone, this is Coachella, a podcast where I talk about memorable quotes from movies, TV series, and other media. Some of these quotes may be ones you've heard before, and others may be new to you. Today we'll be covering quotes from the 2010 DC animated superhero film Batman Under the Red Hood. Batman must go toe-to-toe with a mysterious vigilante who goes by the name of Red Hood. Subsequently, old wounds reopen and old once buried memories come to light. This episode is dedicated to my Polak brother, Alan, who we had on the show for episode 10. Him and I are both Batman fanboys, and we've been watching everything Batman-related together since we were kids. We will be covering the live-action Batman movies together in the future, so keep an eye out for those episodes. A quick reminder that Coachella's store is up and running, with new designs for our products every week. We have shirts, coffee mugs, phone cases, stickers, and a bunch of other cool things decorated with our cover art from this episode. This design will be on sale for 30% off normal price the next 2 days, so get yours soon. There is a content disclaimer for violence in today's episode, as well as a spoiler warning as usual, but if you're not concerned about that, please continue to listen. The first quote today is from the leader of the League of Assassins, Ra's al Ghul, played by Jason Isaacs, who was a common adversary of Batman. In the opening scene of the film, Ra's reveals that he hired Batman's arch-nemesis, the Joker, as a distraction while he destroyed Europe's financial districts. In Bosnia, Jason Todd, the second Robin, was attempting to stop the Joker on his own, but is captured and brutally assaulted in an abandoned warehouse with a crowbar. Once the Joker is done, he locks the barely alive Robin in the warehouse with a bomb, which explodes and kills him before Batman arrives. Ra's realizes his mistake in hiring the Joker, stating that he should have never allied himself with a madman like that.
I should never have allied myself with a madman.
The important thing to take away from this quote is to never hire a loose cannon for anything. Even Ra's, despite being a villain himself, is still a rational person and sees the error of his ways in using a lunatic like the Joker for anything. Loose cannons, whether they are mentally ill or otherwise, are unpredictable and do not follow the status quo. Due to this type of behavior, hiring someone like that could not only cause whatever job they had to fail, they might even work against their employer if they felt like it. The best thing to do is to always ensure who you're hiring is of sound mind and won't fly off the handle at any given time.
Anyway, be a good boy, finish your homework, and be in bed by 9.
Our next quote is from the mysterious new vigilante in Gotham City called the Red Hood, played by Jensen Ackles. 5 years after the events of Bosnia, Gotham's most prominent drug dealers assemble in a discreet location, unaware of who called the meeting. Red Hood reveals himself as the one who called the meeting and announces the takeover of their drug trade. He demands only 40% of the profits while offering the protection from both the crime lord Black Mask and Batman. Though they initially scoff at this, Red Hood shoots at them, causing one of the drug lords to say if he wants to die, there's easier ways to kill himself. To which Red Hood responds, yeah, like yelling at the guy who's holding the AK-47.
I said sit down!
You wanna die? There's easier ways to kill yourself!
Yeah, like yelling at the guy who's holding the AK-47.
The drug lords eventually accept his deal after he shows that he killed all of their lieutenants in just 2 hours. I personally love this quote because I think it's badass, but it's also a realistic one, as it is never a good idea to antagonize someone holding a weapon. In this case in particular, I would say never cross someone pointing something like an AK-47 at you, and you should avoid confrontation at all costs. Now, most people I feel would not get aggressive with someone holding a firearm, but as with this case, if you're on the wrong side of the law, that may not always be the case.
Make no mistake, I'm not asking you to kick in with me. I'm telling you.
The third quote we have comes from the Joker, played by John DiMaggio. In another part of Gotham, Batman stops an attempted theft of a shipment belonging to Black Mask, which houses the advanced weaponized android Amazo. Batman destroys Amazo with the help of Jason's predecessor, the original Robin, now called Nightwing. They discover that the thieves are working for a Red Hood, and they chase him to Ace Chemicals, where an explosion destroys the facility and he escapes. Batman and Nightwing interrogate the Joker at Arkham Asylum about the Red Hood, as he was the original one before he went crazy, but he denies his involvement. The Joker asks Batman if he really thought he would go through all the trouble and not make sure he knew it was him.
So disappointing. But back to the matter at hand. This new hoodie. You really think I would stir up so much trouble and not make sure you knew it was me?
For Batman fans like Alan and me, you know that this quote exemplifies the relationship between Batman and the Joker. Joker is obsessed with Batman, and everything he does is for the sole purpose of antagonizing him. He never cares about the people he hurts along the way or the amount of destruction he causes as long as it gets Batman's attention. This is why Batman and Nightwing know he isn't lying in this quote, as it goes against everything that the Joker stands for.
He's calling himself the Red Hood. What do you know about it?
That he has horrible taste. When I wore that number, it was classy. More flashy Mater D than motorcycle fetish. Oh, these kids today.
The following quote is from Nightwing, aka Dick Grayson, played by Neil Patrick Harris. Black Mask puts a hit out on Red Hood for Amazo's destruction, willing to pay whatever it takes to get him to stop messing with his weapon shipments. Batman and Nightwing prevent Red Hood from hijacking Black Mask's next weapon shipment. They chase Red Hood to a train station where he escapes after detonating a bomb which injures Nightwing. Afterwards, they return to the Batcave where they review footage of the chase. Batman and Nightwing realize Red Hood is trained and has knowledge of Batman's tactics and gadgetry. Nightwing says that Red Hood being able to cut Batman's grappling hook before it connected isn't something just anyone can do, and he had to have been trained on how to do it.
I'm saying that our boy here has some skills. He's been trained, and trained well. Like right there, that. He sliced that cable off his ankle before it went taut. You don't just do that. That has to be practiced, learned.
And then there's the knife.
What about it?
You know many knives that can cut my lines?
Not many.
No, not many.
As in most cases, this quote is true for most things. Training is necessary in order to become good at something. There are many people in the world who have a talent for something, but without proper training, it could be wasted. Without the knowledge and proper mechanics of something, we aren't able to improve on the things we're trying to do. Training provides experience, and experience is always the best teacher. Our next quote is from Red Hood after he reveals he knows Batman's secret identity. A group known as the Fearsome Hand of Four lure out Red Hood by attacking the drug lords working under him in order to collect the bounty on his head. They nearly overpower him until Batman helps incapacitate three of them, and Red Hood kills the fourth, horrifying Batman. Red Hood justifies his actions by saying he's doing what Batman will not, killing criminals who are not afraid.
Black Mask is just a part of the plan.
Plan? You're becoming a crime lord.
Yes. You can't stop crime. That's what you never understood. I'm controlling it. You want to rule them by fear. But what do you do with the ones who aren't afraid? I'm doing what you won't. I'm taking them out.
This quote brings up the question of what the best way to deter crime is. Red Hood makes the point that some criminals may be afraid of Batman, so they won't cross him. But the ones who aren't will continue to do evil deeds and take innocent lives. He believes that you can't stop crime, but you can control it. And the only way to stop criminals without fear is taking them out permanently. Even in our world, the death penalty is something that we do use for the most heinous of crimes, and it is every bit as controversial as it is in this situation.
Tell me what happened to you. Let me help. It's too late. You had your chance.
The following quote is from Ra's al Ghul when Batman goes to confront him over the death of Jason Todd. After discovering Jason's corpse at his burial site is fake, Batman meets Ra's and demands to know the truth. It is revealed that he swapped Jason's body for a fake and revived him using the Lazarus Pit. The Lazarus Pit is a natural phenomenon that possesses restorative properties that can instantly heal injuries and even grant a form of immortality. However, following his resurrection, Jason was driven insane by the experience and escaped. Ra's explains that he felt responsible for Jason's death, and as a peace offering, he will bring him back to life.
It grieved me, sir, to be a party to something so brutal.
You've never shied away from drawing blood.
True, but always with purpose, always with greater goals. This was simply an unnecessary casualty. As penance, I chose not to make war with you again, and to attempt to rectify this disservice.
Rectify?
Yes. I had hoped to return to you what you had lost.
I won't go over the morals of Ra's al Ghul's decision, but what I like about this quote is that despite him being classified as a villain, even he has a code of honor. A quick comic history lesson, despite being enemies, Ra's has always had a begrudging amount of respect for the Dark Knight. So much so, in fact, he's even wanted Batman to be his successor for the League of Assassins. Due to this, Ra's was able to have compassion for Batman and by extension Jason for his wrongful death. This shows that even bad people have good in them and are capable of doing good deeds.
Shall I alert the guards to pursue him?
Don't be foolish. They would never catch him. Besides, I have done enough.
Our seventh quote is from Batman when he finally confronts Jason face to face. After surviving an assassination attempt by Red Hood, Black Mask sets the Joker free and tasks him with killing the Red Hood. However, Joker instead abducts Black Mask and the drug dealers and sets them on fire. Red Hood appears and reveals his real target all along has been the Joker. Batman saves the hostages and Red Hood takes the Joker. Red Hood brutally beats Joker in revenge for his own murder and confronts Batman. During the fight, Red Hood removes his helmet, confirming that he is indeed Jason. Their fight makes its way to the debilitated building where Jason is keeping the Joker, and ends with Jason holding Batman at gunpoint. Though he has forgiven Batman for not saving him, Jason is upset that the Joker is still alive after killing him. Batman admits he has thought constantly about torturing and killing the Joker, but will not, fearing he will not stop if he kills even once.
You don't understand. I don't think you've ever understood.
What? What, your moral code just won't allow for that? It's too hard to cross that line?
No, God Almighty, no. It'd be too damned easy. All I've ever wanted to do is kill him. A day doesn't go by when I don't think about subjecting him to every horrendous torture he's dealt out to others, and then end him. But if I do that, if I allow myself to go down into that place, I'll never come back.
This quote emphasizes Batman's ironclad no-killing rule, as well as gives insight into its origins. A running joke in the comic world is that Batman is as crazy as the villains he fights. While there may be some truth to this, Batman's code, the memory of his parents, and the people who care for him are what keep him grounded. Batman is fully aware of his own issues, and that is why he feels that if he were to kill someone, he wouldn't be able to stop himself from doing it again.
Aww, so you do think about me.
The final quote today is from Bruce at the end of the film. Jason tosses Batman a gun and gives him an ultimatum. He will execute the Joker unless Batman shoots him. Batman refuses and drops the gun, then throws a batarang which jams Jason's pistol. When Jason pulls the trigger again, the gun is destroyed and his right hand gets mangled. Defeated, Jason sets off a time bomb, and Batman subdues the Joker before attempting to save Jason. The bomb explodes, Batman and the Joker survive, but Jason is gone. The Joker is returned to Arkham Asylum, and Black Mask is arrested for his involvement in the Joker's escape. At the Batcave, Alfred offers to remove the glass case display of Jason's Robin costume after everything that has happened, but Bruce refuses, claiming it doesn't change anything.
Sir, in light of all the recent events, would you like me to remove that?
No. This doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anything at all.
This is a heartwarming quote, as despite everything that has happened, Bruce still cares for Jason. He had taken him off the street as a kid and raised him as his own son, though unconventionally. He also trained him to be Robin. Bruce can't and won't erase those memories, nor will he stop believing that someday he can reconcile with Jason. As with most parents, we all want the best for our children, and when they do something bad, we try to help them see the error of their ways so we can keep them on the right track.
Check me out! I'm Robin, the boy wonder! Come on, old man. We've got bad guys who need chasing. This is the best day of my life.
That's all for today, guys. If you liked today's episode, please leave a review on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, or the Facebook page at Coachella Podcast 21. I want to thank everyone for all your support. We finally hit over 1,000 listens on the podcast. I'm so excited. To show my appreciation, I'll be doing an event on the Facebook page where you guys can comment your favorite quotes from any type of media, and I will pick a winner from the commenters at random. The winner will receive a free Quotella t-shirt, and I will send it to you after I get your size, of course. The event will take place beginning Friday, May 7th through the 9th, so everyone has a chance to win. I'm Corey, and I love to quote things on the regular. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.